much like pizza, there's a whole element of people who are like diehard yacht rock people, and there's certain criteria that certain artists and songs meet to become yacht rock, and the ones that don't are called, they call it yacht rock. And I believe Jimmy Buffett falls into the latter category.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Hello and welcome to episode 35 of Charred New Haven Pizza Show. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski. We are back in studio with our beautiful tablecloth looking like a pizzeria.
You like that tablecloth, don't you?
I love it. So we're coming off Memorial Day weekend. The long weekend was last weekend. How was your long weekend, Frank?
My weekend was crazy. My daughter graduated college.
Oh, I saw that on Facebook. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. So it was good. You know, it was good, but busy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those weekends. Some people stay local and avoid all the traffic, and then some people head out of town. A lot of times, my family and I will go up to Massachusetts and visit my folks on the Cape. Cape Cod, but we went the other way this time. Yeah, exactly. But we went the other way this time to visit my wife's family in Brooklyn, in New York. Her sister and their kids and my brother-in-law. And it was super fun. You know, it was one of those things that I feel like Memorial Day weekend, people start to get in the mindset of summer. And so they go to like a beachy town, but the weather is always iffy. Like sometimes it's 50, sometimes it's chilly, sometimes right. It's, you know, last year it was kind
of
warm.
It's the roulette wheel of weather.
Yeah. So
and it can change at any time.
Exactly. So we decided to go into the city, into Brooklyn, and spend a couple days there with the kids and just going around and having fun, getting some good food. I did have pizza.
I was going to ask you that.
Right. But one of the things that I did, which was fun, is I brought some of the Charred stickers, the little stickers we had. Anytime I've gone to Brooklyn to visit, all the light poles and trash cans and everything has stickers just plastered. And it's, you know, bands promoting their shows. It's whatever. It's everything that people are putting things up. And I was like, I'm bringing some of these Charred stickers.
Yeah,
I'm going to show the New Yorkers what the real Connecticut pizza is all about. They can check out the podcast.
The funny thing is that if you went back whenever, whether it was a couple weeks or a couple months, it'd be interesting to see if they're still there.
Right, or if it's covered up. Right, I know, I'm going to have to go check, make note of what the light pole was. So I brought a bunch, and as we were walking around, I just started slapping them around. Now, I didn't know if I was going to get in trouble for that, but all the things are like plastered with stickers. So like, is someone going to catch me? I don't know. So I was being a little stealth about it. I was like, whoop, and just like sticking it on. I did take a couple photos. I put it up on the Charred Instagram. You might have seen it. I figured I'm going to get this Charred out there into New York. And so we did have pizza, and I've had pizza multiple times in Brooklyn, and I feel like, you know, I enjoy New York City pizza.
Sure.
But I feel like Brooklyn is, now it's not Connecticut, but it's a step up above the
Manhattan. Very careful, Kevin. Right. Very careful. You're on thin ice.
I just feel like Brooklyn pizza is a step above the other parts of New York. It, you know, just the quality of it. I don't know what it is. Maybe Brooklyn's more of like a foodie area. Mm. Maybe that's what it is. But there's a place called Pauly G's that is. Do you know of it?
I know of Pauly G. I've met him actually a couple times.
Oh, okay.
I've never been there, but I heard it's great.
It's awesome. So I've been there a bunch because they live right near there. But it's an awesome place to just go and get a great like Brooklyn style pizza. And then we had a new place that I hadn't had before, Upside Down, I think it was called, Upside Pizza. Hmm. And we got a Sicilian and a regular cheese, because I got to get the regular cheese if I'm trying a new place.
I know.
But the Sicilian was out of this world. I hadn't had a Sicilian slice in a long time. Yeah. And it was really good. But, you know, I don't know if you've had Brooklyn pizza before, or are there any New York spots that you enjoy that aren't Connecticut, that if you're having New York pizza?
So I can go on a long rant about New York City and pizza. And so when I first started my career in IT, you know, 25, 30 years ago, I spent a lot of time in New York City.
Yeah.
A lot of my work was there. And be honest with you, no offense to New York City, if I never went back to New York City and or the five boroughs, it wouldn't bother me at all. But I do remember several great slice shops. I don't remember the names, but I just... getting, at least for me, getting from New York City, which was easy because I lived in Milford and I take the train right to Grand Central and went everywhere else. You know, going to the five boroughs is always an adventure.
Yeah.
Which is never anything that I wanted to deal with.
Right.
But yeah, you know, they're definitely, without question, is world-class pizza in Brooklyn.
And it's, you know, Brooklyn to me feels more like a neighborhood, you know, just the vibe of the whole area.
Yeah.
As in contrast to Manhattan or, you know, any of the other boroughs, it just feels like It feels, and I wonder if that's a reason why the pizza's good, because it's almost like neighborhood style. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Around here in Connecticut, you know, we're in the suburbs, but, you know, I feel like there's a lot of obviously great pizzerias around here. But I wonder if that's what it is, or if there's just a lot of foodies in Brooklyn that had, you know, are able to open up these pizza places that, or some of them have been there for years that are just, you know, tremendous.
Well, it's probably a combination of both. And I think New Haven used to be just like Brooklyn.
Yeah, true.
Because it was those old Italian neighborhoods and areas, and they had pizzerias and bakeries and all the other stuff. And that, I'm not trying to say that New Haven's better than Brooklyn, although it probably is. Yeah, so that, no, I think that's the vibe.
Yeah, you're right. It's so, and back then, like, you know, when you do your class and you tell the story about how it all started, I'm sure it was so close by. It was probably some of the same people coming over to Brooklyn as it was New Haven. Yeah.
I mean, even growing up in West Haven, which I know isn't New Haven, but I mean, literally, I could name probably five or six pizzerias on the corner within a couple miles of my house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why pizza is so big to me, is because just what I grew up with.
Right.
I mean, everything centered around pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and you know, I spoke about Boston because I'm from up there, but they had their big music festival over Memorial Day weekend, and I had a couple friends. So my wife and I had done that in the past as a tradition, gone to Boston Calling. Ever since we had kids, it's a little trickier to coordinate that all. Once they get a little older, then we can bring them to the music festival. So we switched it up this year. But I had some friends who went, and they saw that they did have pizza there. And Sally's was serving at Boston Calling.
Sally's.
Which was interesting to me because we've talked about the pizza wars with the tri-state, with New Jersey, New York, Connecticut.
Yep.
But there's also, I've seen a couple things online of some Boston pizzerias that are like, wait a second, like Connecticut, New Haven, like we're better than that. So it's interesting that they invited Sally's up there. Now I know obviously Sally's has expanded and, you know, opened up other locations besides Connecticut, but it was interesting to me that they were serving at the Boston Calling Music Festival. And it also made me think, the last time I went to Soundside here in Connecticut, there was a couple of pizza places, Zoo Parties.
Oh, yeah.
They had the pop-up bagel guy making pizza bagels.
Yep.
And I feel like it's tough to serve pizza to the masses at a festival like that and have it be the quality that you want.
Yeah, so a lot of times what these pizzerias will do, and I'm not saying Sally's did this or any of the other ones, but a lot of times what they'll do is they'll par bake the pizza
ahead of time. So that, yeah.
Right. So they'll bake all these pizzas, hundreds of them, half to three quarters. Mm-hmm. And then they'll get an oven or rent an oven at these festivals. And they basically finish the bake and heat them up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only possible way logistically that you can do it and continue to serve people pizzas, you know, at the volume that they do.
Right. Because a pizza festival is one thing, you know, obviously we'll talk in a second about our Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest.
Yep.
So a pizza, and I know Boston has a pizza festival as well. That's one thing, because you know you're serving pizza to pizza people who are coming to get the pizza. At a music festival, it's just, you know, whatever it is, 30,000 people just going crazy and to see music and then just grabbing a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
So it is interesting to me that they had Sally's there, because Sally's is such a high-end, you know, high-quality pizza. And then it's just like, music festival kids grabbing drunken slices and running around, you know? But I just, I thought like it must be so hard as a pizza place to be like, okay, we got to serve to this many people, you know, coming through. Because even a pizza festival like ours, it's only a couple hours in the day. Right. This is like a 3-day whole thing that they're there, you know?
Shout out to Sally's. You got to come to our pizza fest.
I know.
Come on now.
So we've had, right. So let's kind of segue into the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest presented by Brown Roofing, which is happening July 20th this year. We'll get into, so we have some more details that have come out since. But yeah, exactly. So we've always had Sally's on the panels, on the icon panels, but never serving their pizza. What's going on? They too busy?
Yeah. I mean, we've asked them every year, and the response I got for this year was that they already had something booked.
Now, I'm not saying that's not true, and I get that they're super popular. So they
You're on thin ice again.
They
Kevin.
Probably do
thin.
Have
thin.
They probably do have a lot of events. I'm guessing because they've gotten so huge now.
I'm sure.
So yeah. So logistically, but you know, couldn't they? Is there like a new person that they're trying to train? Set. You know how like in. So I also work in radio. There's people who come up part time DJs on the weekends, and they're hungry, and they're just looking. Is there anything I can do to get into the radio business? Isn't there someone pizza wise? I just want to do something. Here, go do the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest.
Pepe's found the time.
Just saying. You too, Modern.
No, well, that's a whole nother story. Probably we'll never see them. But
right. Someday, this gives us something to work towards. If we could have the big three somewhere at the pizza festival.
I think the biggest challenge in somewhat their defense, Sally's defense, is that we don't really know the date for our events until probably 3 or 4 months before. And true. So that's probably, you know, some of the issue.
Now, I did joke that during the pizza panels, because, you know, in all seriousness, Sally's has been amazing on the pizza panels.
Yeah.
You know, anytime the last couple of years when we've done those, the stories, you know, just, you know, it's just amazing to have. That's almost like a cooler thing to get that, you know, the discussion with the Sally's people. But I thought, why
the Consiglios, Ricky.
The Consiglios, and, yeah. I'm like, why don't
we Ted was there, I think he was the COO, CFO, I'm not sure.
So on the panel this year, we should just order a couple Sally's pizzas. Just get them, have someone pick them up and just bring them in. This is how we get Sally's to the Pizza Fest. We might have to do that. But let's talk about the people who are at the Pizza Fest, because if you go to ctpizzaandbrewfest.com, we have the full list of so far of all the trucks that are going to be there.
Yep.
And there's a lot of our favorites that have been there this whole time since year one. And then a couple new ones and then, yeah, a couple returning. So here we go. Alphonse's Italian Street Food.
Yep. AJ.
So let's go back and forth. I'll say one, you say one. So here we go. Ready? So the next one's right there.
Oh, boy. Hold on. I don't have my glass.
Abitz.
Oh, boy. I can't say anything.
Abitz to Apple.
Hold on. Let me get my glasses.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
It's tough getting old.
So the third one, Big Green Truck Pizza.
Yeah, Big Green Truck.
Been there since the beginning, right? Since
oh, yeah. One. And they're like, basically, they started mobile pizza in Connecticut.
What all right, you're on F.
Frank Pepe Pizzeria, baby. We got to get Sally's in there, but Frank Pepe, can't go wrong with that.
Right, Frank Pepe going to be there 100 years, celebrating their 100.
100 years.
Next one, Grand Abitz. You've talked a lot about them.
Yeah, right? I love Grand. On the Shoreline, 3 locations. They really should be, instead of the big 3, it should be the big 4, because Grand definitely should be, they're just iconic in all ways.
Definitely.
Little Italy Pizza Truck. I think, actually.
Were they there before?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're fried dough.
Oh, fried dough. Yum.
Yeah.
You got to have the fried dough.
Got to have the fried dough.
Slice of New Haven, our champions from last year, right?
Yep. Vin and the group down there, they do awesome pizza. Love Vin.
And we'll get into the voting in a second, because we're going to switch it up and do it a little different this year with the voting. Okay. So the next one, another one of our favorites.
The Parlor.
Oh, then Stratford.
A pizza joint.
So good. I love
it. I asked McKenzie if it had anything to do with this kind of joint. He said, well, maybe.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that episode before, we did talk to McKenzie in an episode. You can go to the YouTube channel and see it, or the podcast channels. But we recently had a planning meeting for the Pizza Fest and ordered a bunch of pizzas from the Parlor to bring here to the meeting, which was delicious. Une Dolce Vita, that's the one that's at the Amp, right?
That's the one that's at the Amp.
Yep. And then Zuparty's Abitz. Can't go wrong with Zuparty's.
Yeah, I mean, can't.
One of the best.
You know, so we've got, in my eyes, 3 of the 4 iconic, maybe 5 if you count modern, pizzerias.
Yeah.
We've got Pepe's. We've got Big Green Truck. We've got Grand and Zuparty's.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. I had a couple people ask me that too, July 20th. So you can get all the ticket info and everything, the times and all that, at ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. The beer garden's back, so there will be the Brewfest element of it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get into the music real quick, because we booked and
announced. Hold on 1 second. I want to tell everyone, because we've had some feedback. It's $10 to get in.
Oh, yeah.
General admission.
GA.
$10. That means don't go to lunch one day out of the week, out of the year, and you could go to the Pizza Brewfest.
Right. $10. And then and then if you want to get the VIP, it's $50.
Right.
And you can see all the stuff you get on the website, ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. But yeah, the music element, which we booked a band who just played recently in Connecticut. I knew a couple people who went to see their show in Fairfield a couple weeks ago. The Yacht Lobsters.
The Yacht Lobsters.
The Yacht Lobsters.
Interesting.
Yacht Rock has been a huge thing. And much like how New Haven Pizza has gotten more and more popular, Yacht Rock has also kind of had a trajectory going up the past, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, I would say. Maybe even 10 years. Like, it's just become this huge thing. And it's kind of like a niche thing people love. And it's all the, you know, the Yacht Rock music of the 70s.
Like Jimmy Buffett and stuff?
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett's a little, there's a whole, much like pizza, there's a whole element of people who are like diehard Yacht Rock people. And there's certain criteria that certain artists and songs meet to become Yacht Rock. And the ones that don't are called, they call it Yacht Rock. And I believe Jimmy Buffett falls into the latter category.
You see, Kevin, what we have here is failure to communicate.
You know what we should do?
Because you're a millennial, I'm not. So, like, yeah.
You know what we should do before the Pizza Fest is have a Yacht Rock expert on, because a couple of the guys I work with at the radio stations are Yacht Rock experts. Okay. We could have one of them come in, or somebody from the Yacht Lobsters. Maybe we could have someone from the band. I don't know where their home base is, but maybe we could have some of them come in.
Where does Boss Keith fit into this?
Oh, he's one of the yacht the yacht diehards who he could do a whole
we
got to
get him
on. Yeah, we got to get him on and explain all this Yacht Rock to us. But yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of just going to the live shows. There's a couple Yacht Rock bands that tour the country, and then there's some local ones in Connecticut. And these Yacht Lobsters are supposed to be awesome. So
now, do they do covers? They have their own stuff.
So some of the Yacht Rock bands have their own songs, but mostly it's covers. It's all the Yacht Rock songs from like the... So Doobie Brothers are a huge Yacht Rock band.
Yep. Listen,
Toto,
music.
Doobie Brothers, Toto. I'm trying to think of like some other... Ambrosia. Like some of these like 70s. It's, you know, but it's only certain songs from their catalog. It's a lot. But either way, the Yacht Lobsters are a party, because a couple people I know went to that show. They said it was just... captain's hats, and so it'd be good music for a festival like this. As you go to the beer garden and have pizza and just hang out at the amp, and it's gonna be fun.
I know Jimmy Buffett is in the not yacht band, whatever it's called.
It's hard to say. Yeah, it's basically yacht with an N at the beginning.
Okay,
yacht rock.
Yacht rock.
But yeah, we'll have to do a Yacht Rock episode. But real quick, there's two things we're gonna do this year. The voting is going to happen from some foodie experts on stage.
Voting for best pizza.
Best pizza, yep.
Okay.
So we're working on trying to get some news reporters from some of these TV stations, have some foodie voters on the stage. So as opposed to in the years past, we've just done, just text your vote. Yeah. But the problem with that is some people go to the festival, forget to do it. They don't text, or some of the places... they try to like flood the vote. So there's a lot that can go wrong with texting and voting.
Okay.
So this will be a live vote with the experts who have tried all the pizza.
So no participant voting.
Right. So they're going to be on stage when the vote comes out. And right. So we're still working out, should people actually fill out little slips of their favorites or things like that? So we're working on those logistics too. But the winner will be announced right there at the festival on stage, which will be cool.
Yeah.
And then the other kind of contesty element is we're going to do best dressed.
Ooh.
So if you have a pizza costume, a pizza t-shirt, whatever it is, because in the years past, we've commented on this every year. People wear some awesome stuff to this festival. And we've always said like, there should be like a prize for that. So that's what's going to happen this year. There'll be like a whole photo thing that you can take your picture. And then we'll have a big winner at the end of the festival. Who's the best dressed of the Pizza Fest?
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, I know that, the VIP is a really cool thing, but it's $50. But for $10, where are you going to get live band, contest, pizza, you get free beer samples, right?
Yep.
Not full cups, but samples.
Yep.
And then we have, which I run, is the panels.
Right. The panels are going to be awesome. Yeah.
So we got the Icons again, New Haven. Sally's is going to be there. Doug from Big Green Truck. We've got... now I'm at a loss for words. Pepe's is going to be there. I think Francis. Grand's going to be there.
Yep.
So it's a really cool time to listen to their stories.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do something different this year is we're actually going to have like a question and answer after.
Ooh.
And we're going to be able to, people are going to be able to come up and take pictures with them.
Nice. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. That's always one of the highlights of the Pizza Fest. It's always my favorite. See, hearing those guys talk and it's really cool.
And every year, even though you might have been there once and heard their stories, they change from year to year.
Yeah.
So there's always little details that they forget. and then I'm going to have my New Haven pizza class for free. And I'm going to do that a little bit different. So you're going to get probably a little bit more information.
Nice.
And that's going to be one of the panels as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. So get your tickets coming up soon. July.
Around the corner.
A couple months away. CTPizzaAndBrewFest.com. You can get the tickets there. A couple more things before we wrap up. Pizza Life in Milford has opened. So we were talking about that a couple times over the past couple episodes. And over the last weekend, my wife and kids and I, we went down and got ice cream downtown Milford, and we walked by and there was all people going to Pizza Life. And they got a cool sign. They have like this cool kind of neon pizza slice. And so I'm going to have to check it out. I haven't had it yet.
Yeah, I told you, we talked it over the weekend that I was going to try to get down there, but it was just crazy. I've heard, honestly, nothing but good things about
it.
And I would be honest if I heard anything else. You know, again, I think the biggest challenge is going to be parking. And, you know, because you've got Colony down the street, which is bar style.
Yep.
You've got New Haven style, Jimmy's, Abid's down the other side. I mean, you know, there's a lot of pizza around there.
Yeah.
So, but I want to check it out.
And Milford in general. I mean, there's so many pizza places. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do. But it seems like, you know, since they opened, I've seen on Facebook, too, that they've had some big crowds there. So, yeah, I'll definitely have to try it.
Well, we should have an episode down
there. Yeah, we got to try to get there.
I'm going to go down. I'll probably go down there this week and talk to them and see what we could do.
Perfect. And the last thing real quick. So, I don't know if you heard about this story in Bridgeport recently with the smokestack.
Yeah, smokestack.
The famous smokestack. So, we were talking about Soundside earlier, the music festival. And they announced the date they were going to demolish the whole coal plant and the smokestack, which was September 28th, which is the same weekend as Soundside.
Ah.
So they were like, so the organizers of Soundside were like, well, wait a second. Do we really want to like blow this thing up and have all these particles in the air and dust and all that the same day of the festival? And they said, well, it's going to be in the middle of the night. It won't matter. And now I think they're working on moving it up a couple of days so it doesn't affect the air during that festival.
The blasting of the stack or
the whole thing. Yeah. Oh, wow. The stack, the coal plant. But what the big debate online with people and in Bridgeport was, should they actually get rid of the stack or should they just demolish the rest of it and keep the stack? Cause it's such an iconic, you know, part of the Bridgeport skyline as you drive down 95. And people were on two sides. Some people are like, it's gross, it's old, it's probably not safe, you got to get rid of it if you're going to blow the whole thing up. And then some people want to keep it as like a nostalgic, you know, sort of look to the city. I tend to fall on the side of get rid of it all, because I think it's also a sign of progress for the city. Like, you're going forward, you're building new, because they're going to build new restaurants and retail and all stuff right there.
Yeah.
So I think I tend to fall on that side, but I do have an idea that I wanted to run by you real quick.
Oh boy, oh boy. Here we go.
And this is what I do. I give out these ideas, and I probably shouldn't, because I should just try to do it myself and not give it to somebody else. But I'm just an idea generation guy. I do it on the radio too. I'm just giving out these free ideas.
Bing, bang, bong.
Exactly. So here's your free idea. Anyone out there who wants to do this. So originally I thought it should be a brewery, but I think it should be a pizza place brewery that they open somewhere in that vicinity right there. And they rebuild a version of the smokestack so you still see it, and call it Smokestack Brewing. That's what I originally thought. But now I think it could be a pizza place too.
Yeah.
Because it could be like a play on the pizza oven. The smokestack could be like the pizza oven. So it could be Smokestack Pizza and Brew or something like that. And that could be the almost like the homage to the old smokestack, but they have the tribute to it. But it's a new building. You know, they just kind of rebuild the red and white stripes.
Yeah. So I think there's a place in New Haven called District. And it was an old factory with a smokestack. It's where Bears, I think Bears Barbecue is. And actually, I think they did a very similar thing, but the smokestack, I think, was a lot smaller.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think it's honestly a great idea. And I would say, like, maybe even save the top of the smokestack.
Yeah, like a part of it. Yeah.
But the one thing I see is this, the Scott Hall.
Yeah.
You know, it would be expensive.
My other ideas were to paint the amp red and white that you see off the highway so that people can still sense of it, or paint one of the ferries that same pattern as the smokestack, red and white, the Bridgeport ferry that comes in. But we'll see what happens. Apparently they're going to demolish it all by September. So
Kevin, stick to radio.
I like it. Anyone wants to steal that idea, Smokestack Pizza and Brew. When I see that open, I'm going to be like, I knew it. I gave him that idea. All right, everyone have a great time, you know, this week, whatever you're doing. We're going to be back in a couple weeks right before, June 13th is the next episode, where you have some cool memorabilia and stories. I'm excited for that episode.
It's my favorite thing. I love talking about this stuff.
All right, awesome. Thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. You can subscribe on all the podcast platforms and on YouTube. Leave a comment, too. We like commenting back to the people when they leave their thoughts there. All right, awesome. Thanks so much, Charred New Haven Pizza Show. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.